The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Sota Daf Zayin, and we are on the top of Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, two lines from the top, the Mishnah. But before we begin, today's daf is being learned as a Tzchus Refuah Shleima for Elimelech Ben Basya. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss the process of the Safik Sota. So a husband was choshed his wife that perhaps she's involved in a relationship with another man. He warns her and says, "Al tisteri amish ployni. I don't want you to be in a closed room with ployni, for if you do, I will suspect that maybe an avera took place." She didn't listen to her husband. She was nistera amish ployni, says the Torah, that although we don't have proof that an avera took place, there is a raglayim ledavar, that it could be she was nivala to this man. As a result, she's what we call a Safik Soita. The Torah says she had to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, she had to drink from the Mayim HaMa'arim, from the Mei Soita, and the Mei Soita was what would determine whether she in fact was Mezana Tachas Bailo or she wasn't Mezana Tachas Bailo. Up until the time that she went up to the Mokum HaMikdash and drank from the Mei Soita, she was treated like a Soita, not just like a Soita, but a Vadai Soita. That's the Chiddush of Safik Tumma, Bershus HaYochid, Sveikoi Tomei, not only Tomei, Asua Kevadai. We don't rely on a Cheskes Taira, Cheskas Kashrus, and say if all you have is a Suffolk, so up until we Mavar the Suffolk, let at least have a Chazaka that says she's Tahira. That's the Chiddush of the Parish of Saita, Suffolk Tumah Bishul Sayachid, Asua Kevadai, and she's Asur to live with her husband, she's also to eat truma, and meis cheletzes v'lei mesiabemes, some of the sugyas that we've already learned, the very first few blot, in Masechta Soita. So the Mishnah continues along and gets into some of the detail, the actual process of what happened once we establish that this woman is in fact the Safik Soita. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad oisola, so a man warned his wife, there was kinoy and there was stira. Now what? So she has to go up to the Makom HaMikdash. The first stop was, he would take her to the local Bezdin. The local Bezdin would give him two Talmidei Chachamim, Shema Yavoy Aleha Baderech, to escort this couple up to the Makom HaMikdash. As we'll see in the next Mishnah, the process of drinking the Mei Soita took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So if this couple lived not literally right next to the Makom HaMikdash, it was a trip. They were going to have to travel together to the Makom HaMikdash. But this couple has a little bit of an issue. Ordinarily, for a couple to travel together is not a problem. But although they're a couple, there's an Isser Bia between the two of them. Because until she drinks from the Mei Soita, we treat her like a Soita Vadai, who's Asur Labayla. As a result, there's an Isser Yichud for this couple to travel together. So the first stop was, they went to the local Bezdin. The local Bezdin appointed two Talmidei Chachamim. They escorted this couple together up to the Makom HaMikdash. What was their job? They were the Vadat Sneas, Shem Yaveh Oleh Baderech, to make sure that this couple didn't engage in an Isser while they were traveling together. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he said, Baila Nemen Alev. No, the husband is believed. There's no reason to suspect that maybe an Aveira is going to take place. It wasn't necessary to have these two Talmidei Chachamim escort them. If you take a look at the Rambam elaborates a little bit about what happened at this local Bezdin. And the Rambam says the first thing that happened at the local Bezdin was, Bezdin determined whether in fact she was a Safik Soita. In order to establish a woman as a Safik Soita, force her to go up to the Makom HaMikdash and drink for the Mei Soita, we have to make sure she's a Safik Soita. We have to establish that there was Kinei and Stira. Kinei and Stira, as we saw in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, required Edim. So the first thing that really happened was the local Bezdin heard the case. They determined whether, in fact, she's a Safik Soita. Once they established that she's a Safik Soita, now she has to go up to the Makom HaMikdash. Meisrin lo shnei talmidei chachamim, and the hashgah of the Mei Soita is going to take place in Bezdin HaGadol. In other words, what you see from the Rambam is that although the drinking of the Mei Soita happened in the Makom HaMikdash, in front of the Bezdin HaGadol, in front of the Sanhedrin, but establishing whether in fact she's a Soita, that was something that could happen in a local Bezdin. For that, you didn't need the Bezdin HaGadol. So they went to the local Bezdin. The local Bezdin heard the case, determined whether in fact she is a Safik Soita. That a local Bezdin is qualified to do. Once they establish she's a Safik Soita, The rest of this case is going to take place already in front of the Beis Din HaGadol. One interesting shaila I saw in the Achronim is this local Beis Din, how many Dayanim did it have to be made up of? Pashut, you would think three, but I saw that some argue that it could be, it had to be a Beis Din Shal Chof Gimel, because being that a Safik Saita would drink from the Meis Saita, and if in fact she was guilty, she would die, so it could be we treat it like Dinei Nefashis. And Dinei Nefashis needs to be heard by a Beis Din Shal Chof Gimel. So being that this Beis Din was going to set her on a track which may eventually lead in her dying, could be we treat it now already as Dinei Nefashis. It could be you need a Beis Din Shel Chof Gimel. Either way, says the Gemara as follows. Trei v'iyu haklasa. So we suspect that this couple may be Baal Leo Baderech, and there's an Isser Bia between this couple. Therefore, the local Beis Din would assign two Talmid Chachamim to escort this couple up to the Mokam HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, how many Talmidei Chachamim did they appoint? Two, meaning one alone wouldn't have been enough. And before we see the Gemara inside, the Gemara is going to be Metzayin, a Mishnah, a Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Pei Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there is discussing the halachas of Yichud. The Iker Sugyas of Yichud and Shas are in the end of Mesechtes Kedushin. And the Mishnah over there says the basic halach of Yichud is one man can't be in a closed room with one woman, assuming they're not husband and wife. Many men and many women, that's obviously not a problem. It's one man and one woman. What about one man and two women? Or one woman and two men, says the Mishnah. One man cannot be miyached with two women, because we're afraid that if he wants to be mezana, maybe he'll be mezana with both of them. One woman and two men is not a problem, because the one man will be embarrassed from the other man, and therefore, in that case, we're not concerned that it may happen. Rav said two important halachas with regards to the halacha that one woman can be miyached with two men. Number one, Rav said, that's only true be'ir. If they're in a public area, that if they're baderech, they're in the suburb somewhere, there's no cell phone connection, they're far away from civilization, there it doesn't help. One woman and two men is going to be usher. The second halacha that Rav said is that the only time one woman is allowed to be miyachid with two men is if the two men are ksherim. But if the two men are prutzim, they're not going to be embarrassed from each other. To the contrary, they may encourage each other. In that case, this heter is not going to help. This Mishnah is very relevant to this halacha, because in the Mishnah we have a case where you have a husband and wife are going to go together to the Mokum HaMikdash. We're concerned about an Isser Yichud because there's an Isser Bia between the two of them. What does Beis Din do? Beis Din's going to assign someone to this couple to prevent a Yichud. But how many people did they assign? Two, says the Gemara, Trev Iyu Atlasa, meaning there's going to be three men and one woman going up to the Mokum HaMikdash together. Let me say, hey, little Rav, shouldn't this be a Raya to Rav? Don't remember, you know, my Rav, because we just said the name of Rav, that although the Mishnah says one woman's allowed to be Miyachah with two men, that's only if they're in a city, Abel Bederech, but if they're in the road somewhere, Ad Ikash Leisha, then you need three. This Mishnah would seem to support that, because the Mishnah says that there were two people that they assigned. If Rav is wrong, then all you need is a ratio of one woman to two men, so then why do they have to assign two Talmid Chachamim? One Talmud Chacham would have been enough. And Rav explained himself, why Bederech would you need three or two additional people? Because what's going to happen if one of them needs to use the bathroom? So they didn't have rest stops like we have today. We'd have to go out somewhere in the field. During that period of time where this man is going to use the bathroom, there's a chash that something may happen. But the Gemara says, look, you have no raya from this Mishnah to Rav, because it could be hocha hainu tamo. It could be really mitzad hilchas yichud. It would have been enough had they just assigned one person. Because once you have two men, two women, there's already no way to yichud. Why did the Chachamim say, umoysim lo shnei talmid Chachamim? Because once we're anyways assigning a Talmud Chacham to prevent yichud, you might as well assign two. Because we might as well have Eden in the event that the husband and wife are nivala to each other. Let these two Eden be there to notice it. Tell the Beis Din HaGadol what happened. And why is it important for Beis Din HaGadol to know? Because the only time the Mayim HaMa'orim worked was if they were not nivela to each other. But if they were together during this interim period of time when she was a Safik Saita, the Mayim didn't work. If the Mayim's not going to work, Beis Din should know the Mayim's not going to work. Let's not go through with the process, prevent the Mechikas Hashem, etc., etc. So Enochinami, the reason they were Moisir Shnei Talmid Chachamim was to prevent the Yichud. And to prevent Yichud, one Talmud Chacham would have been enough, because one woman and two men, there's no Yichud. That's the Mishnah on the end of Masechtas Kedushin. The reason they added another Talmud Chacham is not because of what Rav said, Baderech, you need three men. to one woman. It's simply because agav urchi, we might as well accomplish that, we'll have Edom as well in the event that an avera takes place. Another deek says the Gemara, Talmid HaChamim, the Mishnah says they were Meisr Talmid HaChamim. A regular person, it sounds like, wasn't qualified for this job. Kuli Alma, what? This should be a right to the other Rav. Said Amar Bidamai Rav, Loishan, Welik Sheirim, that the only time one woman's allowed to be Miachah with two men is if these two men are Ksheirim. Avol Prutzim, but if they're not Ksheirim, Afil Asar and Amiloy. That even if there's 10 men, you're not allowed to. In fact, my Sahari, there was a story, Vaitzyu Asar Bemita, where 10 men got together and they put a woman in a coffin, made believe she was dead, and they were trying to smuggle her out to a place where they would be able to defile her, do an Avera with her. So you see, even 10 men were in cahoots together to do this Avera. So Rav said, just because a woman's with two men, that means an Avera is not going to take place? Depends who these men are. If they're Ksherim, yeah. If they're Prutzim, not. So this Mishnah, again, would seem to support that idea, because you see that the only time you're preventing Yichud by there being two extra men there is if they're Tamid HaChachamim. But if they weren't Tamid HaChachamim, such as they were Prutzim, it would be a problem. But the Gemara says again, no, loy. It could be Hachahainu time, but the reason we wanted Talmid Chachamim was again for an agav reason, the Yadi Las Riebe, in the event that this couple is willing to do an Avera and they're about to do an Avera, let these two people be there and have the idea to know, to be able to warn them so that an Avera should not take place. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, by law, so in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say that Moisrim Leishnei Talmid Chachamim Sheva Yovo Yoleh Baderech. We're worried about there being Yichud, we're concerned that Erbia might take place. Rabbi Yehuda said, by law, no, we're not concerned about them being Miyachid together. Says the Gemara, Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda said, "By lenema mikal v'chaimer." You want to know why the husband is allowed to be together with his wife? This lashon by lenemon is an interesting lashon. I saw in the shiurim from Rabbi David. They're very bothered. It's not a question of nemonis. It's a question of is there an iser yichud or is there not an iser yichud? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baila Neman, the Baila is allowed to be with his wife. There's no Issa Yichud. And how does he know that? Mikal V'chaymer, he makes a very basic Kal V'chaymer. Ma Nida, she becomes. Baila Neman Aleha, Madacha Nida, a married couple where she becomes a Nida. Where if he is boil her, he's going to be over Karis. Still, there's no Issa Yichud. They're allowed to live together. Why? Because they're husband and wife. Soita Shehiba Lavli Kolshkein. A Soita, where again, they're husband and wife. And all there is an Isser Lav, if she's a Soita Vadai. If she's a Sofik Soita, there's not more than even an Isser Aseh, Kipshutai. It's less Chomer than Nida, then certainly there shouldn't be an Isser Yichud. Says the Gemara of Rabbanon. The Rabbanon responded to Rabbi Yehuda, Hi Anoy Senes. It's for your reason, Rabbi Yehuda, that we feel that it's not a Kal V'chaymer. Nida de Karis, Nida with his Anissa Karis, Chamirle, it's very Chomor. Or Mehemet, therefore there's no Issa Yichud. Soita, the Lav, Soita, which is merely a Lav, or an Asay, Loi Chamirle is not so Chomor, but Loi Mehemet, and it's for that reason. We don't trust this couple, and therefore we don't allow them to be together. V'Rab Yehuda, Freit the Gemara, Mikal V'chaymer, Maisila, is Rab Yehuda's Makar, that there's no Issa Yichud between husband and wife when she's a Suffolk Soita. Is it Mikal V'chaymer? Nice Kal V'chaymer, me, for Rabbi Yehuda, Mikroi, Maisilo, we have a Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda has a different Makar. His Makar is a passing in the Torah. Tanya learned in the Braisa. It says, Behavio Ishas Ishta Yalakoi. The man is going to bring his wife, referring to the suffix Saita, to the Kayin. Menat Torah said, the Braisa, Ish Mevias Ishtoi. Menat Torah, you see, the man is allowed to bring his wife, meaning he doesn't need an entourage. We don't need Talmid HaChamim. We're not worried about an Isser Yichud. Aval, Omru HaChamim. The HaChamim said, Moistrin Loishne Talmid HaChamim. Shema Yovio Leo Baderach. So the Tanakam and the Braisa is the same as the Tanakama in our Mishnah, Moisrin Leishnei Talmid Chachamim. However, in the Braisa, it's embellished a little bit. Really, Midei Raisa, it should be okay. The Makar that it should be okay from the Torah is Vehevi HaIshas Ishta. You see, the husband himself is allowed to bring the wife. It's only a Durabonon, Moisrin Leishnei Talmid Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi says, Bailan Eman Aleh. No, Rabbi Yossi says that the husband is believed, even Midurabonon, Mikal Vachemer. Uman, Nida Shibakar, Bailan Eman Aleh. Rabbi Yudas Kal Vachemer. Madach, Anida. We're their husband and wife, and she's also bikaris. Still, there's no issa yichud. Soita she balav, where there's no issa karis. Like koshkin, that there shouldn't be an issa yichud. Amulois, I told Rabbi Yossi, loyim amrit bin nido sheken yesh lo heter. Toimer besoita shein lo heter. So this is a different pircha than the pircha that the Gemara brought previously to this Kal V'chaymer. Here the pircha is that it could be nida, it's mutter, because although right now it's also for the husband and wife to be together, But later, when she's not a nida anymore, it'll be mutter. So being that later it's going to be mutter, we're not so concerned that an avera is going to happen right now. Because even if there's a taiva, they'll push it off until she's actually mutter. But the soita, she may never become mutter. And if she's never mutter, therefore, over here, we're more concerned. Additionally, va'omer, another response that the Chachamim had to Rabbi Yossi's Kavul Chaymer, and that was, mayim genuvim yumtaku, v'gaymer. So if you look in the bottom, Tosfos tries to make sense of what this taina was and how it goes together with the pircha that the Gemara gave on the Kavul Chaymer. But just generally speaking, what they're saying is that the more usur somebody is, the more concerned we are that an avera may take place. Nida's less usur than saita to a certain degree because nida's yesh lo heter, whereas saita's ain lo heter. Either way, in this brisa, Rabbi Yossi mentions Rabbi Yehuda's Kavul Chaymer, and the Chachamim respond to the Kavul Chaymer, albeit with a different response than they did in the initial brisa where the exchange was between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now, in this brisa, we have a shita's Rabbi Yehuda as well. Rabbi Yehuda oimer minat Torah ish maybe es ish le'el kohen. No, the husband is allowed to bring his wife. There are no Talmid Chachamim, and I know it min haTorah from a pasuk shenemar vehevio ish es ishtoi. So this Rabbi Yehuda is l'shitasoi to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, into the Rabbi Yehuda that the first price in the Gemara mentioned, that you don't need two Talmid Chachamim. The husband's allowed to bring his wife himself, but the reason is a different reason. And the first price, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Baila Nemo Mi Kavul Chaymer. The Makar was Kavul Chaymer. And over here, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Min HaTorah Maybe Es Ishtoi Elokayin Shenemar. So we have a steer in the time of Rabbi Yehuda, not in the halach of Rabbi Yehuda, in the time of Rabbi Yehuda. Is the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds is no Issa Yichud Kavul Chaymer Mi Nida? Or is the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds is no Issa Yichud? He learns it from this pasuk, Vehevio Ish Es Ishtoi. Amar Lohu. So the Gemara says, initially he said, Kavul Chaymer Beresh. The way to answer this theory is that the first Braisa was the first response that Rabbi Yehuda told the Chachamim. Chachamim said, Rabbi Yehuda, aren't you worried about Yichud? So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Kavul Chaymer. That was the first Braisa. U Porchua. However, the Rabbanan had a Pircha on the Kavul Chaymer. The Pircha was maybe by Nida, which is so Chamor, we're not concerned. But Saita, which is less Chamor, we are concerned. Or the Pircha that the second Braisa mentioned, which was maybe Nida, where she will be mutter later, we're not concerned. As opposed to Soita, where it could be she'll never be mutter later. There we are concerned. Rabbi Yehuda heard the Kavul Chaymer. He said, I hear. Vahadar Amalukra. He said, but I have another Makar. My second Makar is the Makar that he mentions in the second Braisa, and that is a Pasuk, Vehevio Ish Es Ishtai. Freik, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakamo. If you look at the second Braisa, there are three names, but only two Shitas. The first Shita was, the Pasuk says, Vehevio Ish Es Ishtai. Rabbi Yossi said, Kavul Chaymer, and then Rabbi Yehuda said, Vehevio Ish Es Ishtai. So, is it two reasons, or is it three? Is it two Shitas or three Shitas? Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakamo, Ike Beinayu says, the Gemara, Aval Omru. On the Deiraisa level, it's really only two Shitas. The Nafkamina between the Tanakama and the Braisa, and Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa, is on the Rabbanon level. According to the Tanakama, it's true Midairaisa, Vehevio Ish Es Ishtoi, Aval Omru Chachamar Moisrin Leshnei Tamid Chachamim. Midirabbanon, the Tanakama holds like the Aloch of our Mishnah, there is going to be an Issa Yichud. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakama that the Makar, that it's okay midairaisa, is behavior Ish Es Ishtoi. He doesn't add that last piece of Aval Omru because according to Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah right here, not only is it mutter midairaisa, it's going to be mutter midirabonon as well. Either way, we have a Mishnah and two brises and a half of Amid Gemara. Whether or not there was an Isser Yichud between the husband and wife when she was a Safik Saita, there's certainly an Isser Biyah. Isser Lav, Isser Aseh, and Isser Biyah, there certainly was. What about Isser Yichud? According to the Chachamim, there's an Isser Yichud, Midei Raisa, Midei Rabbanan, but certainly there's an Isser Yichud. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also Rabbi Yossi Shita and the Braisa, there's not going to be an Isser Yichud at all. So there's a very important kasha in this sugya that the Keren Ayra asks in this sugya. But before the kasha, just a little bit of an hakdama, which is really an intro, it's a hakdama, the Hilchas Yichud in general. So we have to do what we do, we won't get too into it, but just a nice short hakdama that's very fundamental with regards to the general halachas of Yichud that plays into a very important kasha the Keren Ayra asks in this sugya. The Iker sugyas of Yichud, as mentioned, is in the end of Masechtas Kedushin. So the Gemara over there says as follows. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Remez Li Yichud Menater Minay. What's the remez? What's the makar to an isur yichud in the Torah? So said Rabbi Yochanan, Shenemar, ki yisischa achicha ben imecha, v'chi ben ein meses ben of, einoi meses, elo loy malacha, ben misyached in mimoi, v'osra lehisyached im kol harayah shebetorah. So the exact makar is not important right now. But either way, his makar is dvarim perek yod gimel, from the parsha of harayahs, he learns that only a son can be miyached with his mother. However, two other arayas are not allowed to be miyachid with each other. L'chura, from this Gemara, you see two things. Number one, remez liyichud menatayr minayim, that the general isra yichud is an isra de raisa. Number two, va'osr lehisyachid im kol arayas shebetayr, that the isra yichud de raisa is only between two arayas. So if the relationship between man and woman is erva, then there's an isra yichud de raisa. Otherwise, it sounds like there won't be an isra yichud de raisa. In fact, it's a mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara of Edizara, Daflam and Vavam and Beis. The Gemara over there goes into greater detail discussing the halachas of yichud. And the Gemara says that although the Iker Isser Yichud is an Isser Deiraiso, that's only Yichud Be'arayas. However, any Yichud between man and woman that are not Arayas Zelazeh, you don't have a Yichud Deiraiso. However, Yichud Rabbanon you do have. What's the history of it? Says the Gemara as follows. David Ubeis Dinoi, the Bezdin of David HaMelech was Goizer, that there should be an Isser Yichud between a Ponoi and a Pnuyo. So if Reuven is a single man and Rachel is a single woman, there's no erva. You would have to assume, incidentally, that she's not a nida, because today, girls are all becheskes nida. They don't go to the mikvah. There's no tumah v'tahiras unless she's married. She's presumably not going to the mikvah, so she's anyways becheskes erva because of nida. But the regular panuy and panuya, where we're not concerned with nida, it was David Ubeis Dinoi that were goyzer that there's going to be an issa yichud. So the ikar issa yichud that's derais is only when they're arayas. If it's panuy and panuya, then there's not going to be a problem. The Gemara continues and says that years later, the Talmidim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were goyzer additionally on yichud, and they said that even between a yid and a non-Jewish woman, even there, there's going to be an issa yichud. So yichud between arayas would seem to be an issa deraisa. If it's a pone and pnuya, that's me Beis Dinoi Shel David HaMelech. If it's with a goya, a non-Jewish woman, that's already from the Bezdin of the Talmidim of Shammai and the Talmidim of Hillel. Stating that, if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, when he brings the halachas of Yichud, and that's in the beginning of Perek Chav Beis, Hilchos Yisur Reviyah, so the Rambam brings the general Isra Yichud, and then he says, the end of halacha Beis, the Isra Yichud Arayos Mipia Kabbalah. The Isra Yichud by Arayos is Mipia Kabbalah. The Gra, in Bir HaGra, in Simin Chav Beis and Evin HaEzer, that's where Hilchas Yichud is in Shulchan Aruch, is Medayik in the Rambam, Mipia Kabbalah. It sounds like the Rambam holds that the Issa Yichud is not an Issa De Raisa. The Issa Yichud is only an Issa De Rabbanon. I, the Gemara, remez li Yichud min HaTorah min Ayin. The Rambam must have learned that it's an Asmacht of Alma. In fact, says the Goyim, the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is Mashma that way also. Because the Mechaber says that if someone is Miyached with a woman, Makinoi say Makas Mardos. Why only Makas Mardos? Why not a real Malkus? Must be, because it's only an Issa de Rabbon. The Gra says, could be it's not a Raya. Because it could be, even if Yichud is an Issa de Raisa, it's not a Loisa say. All it is an Issa Rase. Being that it's only an Issa Rase, you anyways wouldn't get a Malkus de Raisa. The Rabbonin chose, as a Mishmeres, to give a Malkus de Rabbonin. But the Rambam Shita seems to be pretty clear. The Issa Yichud Arayas Mepia Kabbalah. That, however, is a big Kiddush. It's a Das Yochid, it's the Rambam Shita. The Pashtis in Ruba de Ruba of Rishonim and Shas is not like the Rambam. The Issa Yichud by Arayas is an Issa de Raisa. One of those Rishonim is Tosfos and our sugya right here. It's the third Tosfos on the Yomid. Tosfos asks as a tema that the halacha based on this Gemara is that there's no Issa Yichud by a Nida. Right, that's clear. We know that. The woman becomes a Nida, she doesn't have to move to a different apartment. There's no Issa Yichud between husband and wife where she's a Nida. If they're not husband and wife, then certainly there is. But if it's husband and wife, then there's no Issa Yichud. And Tosfos over here asks a tema, I don't know why. And Tosfos, the way he asks this kasha is that being that Yichud by Arayis is an Issa de Arayis, so then how could Nida be any different? Meaning, Bishloima, if the whole Issa Yichud was an Issa de Rabbanon. So you'll tell me, Mibnei Shalom Bayis, you could come up with good reasons why there shouldn't be an Issa Yichud between a husband and wife. But Tosfos' kasha is predicated on the fact that Issa Yichud by Arayis is de Arayis, so, and a Nida is an Erva. So if a Nida is an Erva, how is it possible that there shouldn't be an Isser Arayis Deref? But either that there shouldn't be an Isser Yichud by Nida. So bottom line, it would seem to be a machloikis, Rabbam and Tosfos, whether the Iker Issa Yichud is an Issa de Raisa, or whether the Iker Issa Yichud is an Issa de Rabbam. The Beis Shmuel in Simcha Beis brings this machloikis Rishayim, and he says, it's Pasha to him, that according to Tosfos Shita, which is the Shita of most Rishayim in Shas, that Issa Yichud by Raisa is an Issa de Raisa, not only would it be true by Issure Erva, but it would be true by Chayve Lavin as well. So if there's a Chayve Lavin relationship between man and woman, there too there'd be a Yichud Eiraisa. The Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Kuf Pei Ches, asks a bomb kasha on this Beis Shmuel. His kasha is that the Gemara we just spoke out says, Avodah Zarah Lama Vavam Beis, that Yichud between a Ponoy and a Pnuya, Bez Dinoy Shal Dabin HaMelech Gazar Olav, Freit the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam Shita is in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, that Ponoy Abba Pnuya, although she doesn't become a Zoyna, so she's not Aser to a Kayin, she's still allowed to eat Truma, but she's over a loisaseh, a loisiyah kedesha. So, freit the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Beis Shmuel, that when the Gemara says that Yichud by Arayas is an Issa de Raisa, so too Yichud by Chayvei Lavin, how could the Gemara say that Pone Abba Pnuya, there's no Issa Yichud de Raisa? If Pone Abba Pnuya, over a loisaseh de Raisa. So, Minchas Chinuch makes a tally in the Machlik is Rabbam Raivid, if the whole Issa de Raisa by Pone Abba Pnuya is only if she acts like a kedesha, she acts like a zoina, she's mafkeris, atzma to anybody. But if they're living together, such as a Pilagesh, this is a Machlekes Rambam Raivid that we spoke about many times, what we learn Mesechtes Yevamos and Mesechtes Ksubos, so this is a nice aim-based medrash b'lei chiddush, and that shmuz, where the Minchas Chinuch asks, that if you're going to tell me that Ponei Abba Pnuya is always going to be an Issa Deiraisa of Chayvei Lavin, then where was it ever Negeya that Bezdino Yisholdovin HaMelech was Geizer Ponei Abba Pnuya, if the Isser Yichud by a Chayvei Lavin is anyways an Issa Deiraisa? Minchas Chinuch says, so that's Pasha to him, that if the Beis Shmuel said that Isser Yichud b'Chayvei Lavin is an Issa Deiraisa, so too Isser Aseh would be the same thing. Says the Minchas Chinuch, based on that, I'll say another Chiddush L'Halacha. The Gemara says that Yichud with a Goy is certainly only Asim of the Rabbanan. It's mi bezdinoi shel tamidei beishamai ubeisilo. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam Shita is that although it the iser to be nivala to a non-Jewish woman could be not even asim deiraisa, kanoim poigim boy, that in itself is a conversation. However, the Rambam says that if this non-Jewish woman is married, you're over an iser aseh. V'dovak be'ishtoi. That's in Parshas Bereishis. V'dovak be'ishtoi, we learn from there that a non-Jewish married woman has an Isra Aseh. So although the Gemara would seem to say that Yichud with a non-Jewish woman is only Asim Ed Rabbanon, it depends. In the event that she's married, so now there's going to be an Isra Aseh. If it's going to be an Isra Aseh, so in that case, there actually will be a Yichud Eiraisa. That's the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. I was thinking, it would come out an interesting Nafkemina LaHalacha. Why? Because whether Yichud is Asim Ed Eiraisa, or Yichud is Asim Midrabban, and obviously has Nafkaminas. The most obvious Nafkaminas, you have a Sofik Yichud. So if you have a Sofik Yichud, you're not sure, is it Yichud or is it not Yichud? Is it true for a Moshe? It's obvious that it depends. If you have a Sofik Yichud Eiraisa, such as by Arayas, you certainly would have to go to Chumrah. If the Yichud is only a Shail of a Yichud Rabbanan, in that case, you'd be able to go to Kula. One interesting psak that I saw from Yaakov Kamenetsky, and that is the most basic Eitzah, if someone's in a Yichud situation, is, so if someone is stuck at home, let's say with his housekeeper, the Goita, you don't want you to be Yichud. So what do? You leave the door open. Do you have to open the door physically, or is it enough that you unlock the door? Now, first of all, opening the door only helps if it's a Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. That's the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If it's Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, then it works. As far as what the definition of Rishus HaRabim is, so it doesn't mean it has to open up to the I-95. It also doesn't mean, like we had recently, Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim, three people, that already constitutes a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim means there are people there. So if you live in a populated area, in that case, if the door is open, it's a Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. That's the way you avoid Hilchas Yichud. But the question is, do you have to actually open the door, or is it enough that you unlock the door? So years ago, when I was in yeshiva, I actually learned Hilchas Yichud. So I remember in yeshiva, they sold a kuntres called Kuntres Gan No. It was based on the Psakim for Rabbi Forsheimer. So over there, he brings that he saw a Psak from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that it depends. If it's a Shaila of Yichud De'iraisa, then you should open the door. If it's a shailo of Yichud Rabbanan, then it's enough that you just unlock the door. According to this Michas Chinuch, if you're at home with your goita, so it could be whether you have to leave the door open or just unlock the door. It depends if your goita is married or she's not married. If your goita is married, so then according to the Michas Chinuch, you have a dovak be'ishtoi, you have a yichud of chayde yaseh, which the Michas Chinuch says is poshet, that according to the Beis Shmuel, which is, according to most Rishonim, it'll be a Yichud Eiraisa. If it's a Yichud Eiraisa, you have to have the door open. If she's not married, she's a regular Goya. A regular Goya, her whole Isra Yichud is based on Beis Dinoi Shel Tamidei Beishamai Ubeisil. That's only Yichud Rabbanan. It's Yichud Rabbanan. You could be Nekel. You can leave the door shut as long as it's unlocked. That would already be enough to avoid the Hilchas Yichud. Either way, just a little bit with regards to Yichud. So how does it come back to our Sugya? Zok to Karen Oira. I think from this Sugya, you have a mafurish raya to those shitas that hold that there's an isra yichud ayraisa by chayvei lavin and by chayvei yesen. Because in our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda brings a posik, vehevio ish es ishtoi el hakoyen, that minatoiro ish mevi es ishtoi. We needed a posik in the Torah to tell me that the man's allowed to bring his wife up to the Makom HaMikdash, that there's no isra yichud. So what do you see from here? You see from here that there is a concept of an Issa Yichud Eiraisa. Not just that, without this pasuk of a Hevia Ishas Ishto, you would have thought that that Issa Yichud applies to a Safik Saita. Now, Safik Saita is not an Erva. All she is a Chayvi Lavin, maybe even only a Chayvi Asay. And still the Torah needed a pasuk of a Hevia Ishas so Ishto to tell me that there's no Issa Yichud. So I say, Meris, without the pasuk, there would have been an Issa Yichud. So the Keren Ora asks it as a Kasha. It's a Raya to this Shita of the Beis Shmuel that there's an Issa Yichud Eiraisa by Chayvi Lavin, by Chayvi Asin. And he says it's Lechura, a grace of Kasha on the Rishonim that argue. It's two terutzim to answer the Kasha, Ayin Shom, but just a little bit with regards to the halachas of Yichud. Zok to Mishnah Vayter. All right, so now they went to the local Bezdin, they established that she's a Safik Saita, they appointed this escort, two Talmid Chachamim, the four of them are going to go up to the Makom HaMikdash, and now things are going to start moving fast. They brought her up to the Bezdin HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin. So now she's going to drink, but we don't want her to drink. And the reason we don't want her to drink from the Meisaita is because part of the process involved Mechikas Hashem. And Mechikas Hashem is a bad thing. So they started spooking her a little bit. Very similar to what they used to do when they accepted Eidos for Dinei Nefashis, where they wanted to warn the Eidim, make sure you're not lying, because if you're lying, you're going to kill somebody, you're going to kill an innocent man, and the Einish for that is very, very chomor. So just like they spooked those Eidim, they would spook her as well. Additionally, they would tell her as follows, Biti, my daughter, you realize that what you did could be just the result of one too many shots. You drank too much wine. Or maybe you were too into kalas reish. Or maybe you're just very immature. Maybe you're just hanging around in the wrong chabura. Either way, they told her, it could be that what you did is not necessarily an indication of something very bad about you. It could be you just fell in, and we're begging you that if you're really tahar, if you're pure, asilu manshmei hagadol shenichta b'kedusha shlo yimoche al amayim. We're trying to prevent mechikas Hashem. If you're guilty, please tell us that you're guilty. Then they would tell her things that really she wasn't worthy of hearing. So they would tell her about tzaddikim, as we'll see in the Gemara in Amud Beis, that did averis, and they weren't embarrassed to be moida hoydavalei bush, to say that we did these averis. The reason she's ain't a kedai l'shoyman is because she really has no shaychus to these tzaddikim. Because at the very best, she's a woman whose husband was chayshida, altisrim is plainly, and she was nistera. So she's not worthy of being compared to some of the tzaddikim they compared her to. But to prevent the mechikas Hashem, we pulled out all the stops. V'chol mishpachas beisaviyah, not only was she not worthy of hearing it, her family was probably not either worthy of hearing it. What do we know about the family? All we really know is that they produced this woman, which doesn't speak volumes about them. Im amra tmeyani, if she said, I'm tameh, you're right, she confessed, sheveres ksubasa, they would write a receipt for a ksuba, the lawyers ironed out the details, v'yoytzes, and then she was allowed to go home. And that was the end of that. Vim Rambam Tayyar, and even if she said she's Tahira, Mailan is Lashar Mizvach, Shal Pesach Shar Nikner. They brought it up to the Shar Nikner, which was in the eastern gate. Shasham Mashkin is a Saitis. That was where the Saitis used to drink. Umitarin is a Yaldis. Umitarin is a Mitzirah. There were other things that happened there as well. The Kayin Eichis Bid Dodel, the Kayin grabbed onto her beged very forcefully. Im Nikru, if her beged ripped, it ripped. Nikru. Vim Nifrimu, it's a different type of tear. Nifrimu. Achu Megala Sliba, they made sure that it uncovered a little bit of her chest. Vesoyser Esaira, and then they uncovered her here. If you remember from Masechtas Ksuvos, this is the Makar that a woman has to cover her hair because the Saita came in, they uncovered her hair. Why was her hair covered? A married woman has to cover her hair. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if her chest was na, then they didn't uncover it. More about that in tomorrow's daf. If she was wearing white clothing, if she was wearing jewelry, they would take the jewelry off, and this was all to make her look disgusting. The achakach maybe chamal mitzri. Afterwards, they brought a chamal mitzri. So Rashi says a certain type of branch. Others say that it came from Mitzrayim, and the symbolism is that she did kemaisei eretz Mitzrayim. She was mezana, so therefore we take a rope that's an Egyptian rope. The koishrei lemaila midadel, and they tied it lemaila midadel. The chaloroitz aliroitz but liroitz. Anybody that wanted to witness this scene was allowed to come. Chutz meavodel the shivchesel, except for her servants, her staff. Mepnesha libay gasbayim, because we're concerned that if she's going to see familiar faces, it may put her in a comfort level where she will be okay moving forward with the process, which is really what we're trying to prevent her from doing. But women are certainly allowed to come see. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, v'nivasru kol anoshim v'leisasena kizimaschena, that we want women to see it. Let them learn from what's going on with this saitas like this. They won't come to do this themselves. So more about some of the specifics in tomorrow's talk. But before we go weiter, one of the things that they tell her was, harbi noisa, that it could be that what you did is a result of the fact that you drank too much wine. I recently bought a sefer, Ali Ber. It was written by Israel Katz. He's a younger man that lives here in the neighborhood, a very chashuv Talmud Chacham. So he just put out a sefer on Masechta Saita. So I saw he has a nice discussion on this Mishnah, Har Be'yayin Oysa. What would be if we in fact established that she was Mezana Tachas Baila, but when she did it, she was drunk? She did it because she drank too much. Would she still be Asr LaBaila, or would she not be Asr LaBaila? And Eishas Ish, that's Mezana Tachas Baila Beratzin, is Asr LaBaila. If she's Mezana Tachas Baila Be'oynis, she's not Asr LaBaila. What if it wasn't Ba'inis, but she was drunk, she was under the influence? Does she become Asr LaBaila, or does she not become Asr LaBaila? I don't know this for a fact, but I'm sure this is a shaila that was asked the Rav at some point, unfortunately, where a woman was Mezana Tachas Baila, and the Rav is trying to save the marriage somehow, and it was done under the influence. Is that Begeder Oynis, or is not that not Begeder Oynis? So amazingly, he says that he researched the topic, and he looked high and far, and he couldn't find anyone that really discusses this. He found one sefer, Shailos Tshuvos, Emek Yoish, Emek Halacha, where he has an arichos on the Shaila. And he begins the Shaila with a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samacheyam and Aleph. The Gemara over there says as follows, Shikar, somebody that's drunk, Mekhoi Mekach, Umemkore Memkar. Any business transaction that a person executes while he's drunk is in effect. If he doesn't have Averish Yesh Bamisa, so he's Mechal Shabbos. Memisa Noisai. Malkus? Malkin Noisai. Chloe Shaldover. Hareo Kipikeach Lechol Devarav. Elish Shapatim Ratfila. He doesn't have to dab. But other than that, he's a regular. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chanina, very important caveat. That's only if he wasn't shikaviloid. But if he was shikaviloid, patamiklum. In that case, he's going to be potter. So it seemed to be a very straightforward brisa. Is a shikar treated like a pikeach, or is he treated like a shaita, someone who doesn't really know what's going on? Depends how drunk he is. A stam shikar is a regular pikeach lechol dvarav. If he's kishechrusay shaloit, in that case, then already he's going to be considered an oinus. So l'chur, at first glance, this would be the maramakim, and you would say, depending on how drunk she is, that will determine what the halach is. Incidentally, he brings that whether or not a shaita in general is, that's mezana tachas baila, is asa labayla or muta labayla, is in itself a discussion in the achrenim. I mean, what if someone is a full-fledged shaita? She's a legit shaita. And she's mezana tachas baila. Muta labayla or asa labayla? This could be something else that the rabbanon could use, you know, when they try to make their case to save the marriage. So if she's a real shaita, what would be the halacha over there? So the Mishnah Melech says that it's totally in the machlekes Rambam Ravid regarding pitu ktanas. We know the Gemara says pitu ktano inesu. So a ktana that's nivela baratzin is considered to be nivela ba'inis because she can't really be nespata. Pitik tana oynes, it's always considered nivela ba'oynes. The Rambam, however, argues with the halacha pitik tana oynes and kama kumas in the shtabru to miyash of this Rambam. How could a Rambam paskin connect sugis of shas of pitik tana? But that's the halacha. Machloik is Rambam right. It says the Mishlo Melech lachura sheit is like a ktana. So according to the Raidit, which is the pashtis, that pitik tana oynes, so sheit is also always going to be considered oynes. According to the Rambam, that pitik tana rotzen, a sheit is going to be considered rotzen as well. Rav Kiveger in Simen Kufay and Ches at the very end of Shulchan Aruch, I think it's the last Simen in Eben Ezer, brings this Mishlo Melech, he dings it with the Mishlo Melech. He says, I disagree. I hold that even according to the Rambam, the Pitu Ktana is rotzen, Shait is worse than a Ktana, he has rayas to it. So a Shait that's Nivelo will certainly always be considered Oynes. So if a Shait is considered Oynes, then it could be Shikr, certainly Kishachrusa Shaloit. That's the discussion he has. But then he says he found the Chuvas HaBach, that this is all the Sefer Imek Halacha talking. He found the Chuvas HaBach, where the Bach said that although the Gemara says that if someone was Higia L'Shechrusa Shaloit, he doesn't get Malkus, he doesn't get Misa, his Mekach is not a Mekach, his Memkar is not a Memkar. It's only with regards to the things that were singled out in that Braisa over there. But something that was not singled out, it's not listed Mefurish in that Braisa, with regards to that, you don't have the Ptur Oynes, even if you're Kishachrusa Shaloit. An amazing Gemara. Amazing Chuvas HaBach. Even if it's Kishachrusa Shaloit, it's only what's mentioned over there. And the Bach Svar is, because even though you were Kishachrusa Shaloit, which means that you were an Oynes at the time that you did the Avera, but who asked you to come to that point? It was your drinking that led to it. As a result, you're not going to have a Tainus Oynes. It says, according to the Bach, whether or not she's mutter asal abayla is not mentioned before she in this brisa. If it's not mentioned before she in this brisa, so based on that, you should not have the ptur of oynes. He has another raya from the Gemara Nazir, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. But either way, it's just I thought an interesting shmooze whether or not a shikr would have the halacha of oynes with regards to a woman that was a shikr when she was mezana tachas baila, whether she'd be mutter or asur labaila. It seems to be something that's not really discussed, although something that could potentially be halacha l'maisa. Sok to Gemara Vayta. Minu ani mili. Om Rav Chiya Bagam. Om Rav Yisrael Chanina. How do you know that the Ashkos may soita happen in front of the Bezin Shalayin Aleph? Om Rav Yisrael Chanina. As you teira teira. You know from Gzeir Shav. Vixivach says over here. V'losa lakkoinis kol ha-teira. She's going to do the whole teira referring to the parish of soita. Vixivach. And it says over there. Alpi ha-teira she yerucha. That's by the Zakan Mamre. Ma'ala halom b'shivim ve'echot. Afkan b'shivim ve'echot. Mishnah continued and said, "Uma'aymin olea." So they would spook her to try to prevent her from drinking the meisoita. I'll ask you a kasha from a brisa. The brisa seems to have the events a little different. Kederech shema'aymin olea shaloi tishte, kach ma'aymin olea shetishte. That just like they initially tried getting her not to drink, but at some point they flipped and they tried encouraging her to drink. In fact, they would tell her as follows, if you're so certain that you're tahira, omdi aburyech, then be self-confident, ushti and drink, because this mayimorim is not something you have to worry about if you're tar. If you're tameh, yeah. But if you're tar, it's something not something to worry about, because you know what it's compared to? It's like a sam yovish, shemunach al basar chai. It's a harmless sam, medication that you're putting on skin, that's okay. Im yesha maka mechelchel v'yoyret, if the maka is there, it will do its thing. Im yesha maka ein mekom, there's no side effects to this medication. So in the event that you're tar, there's no reason for you not to do it. But the bottom line is, it seems to be a kasha, because in our mission it says they only were ma'ayim alea shaloi tishta. And in the Brice it seems like they were ma'ayim alea shaloi tishta, and they were ma'ayim alea shetishta, says the Gemara, like kasha, kan kan shenim chum gemegillah, kan la'acha shenim chum gemegillah. Before the mechikas ha-megillah, before the mechikas Hashem, all they were ma'ayim alea was shaloi tishta. Once they did mechikas Hashem, then already, to the contrary, they start encouraging her on both sides. Tanu Rabbana. So now they already start telling about other really great people that did Averis, so that she shouldn't think that by her confessing that she did an Averis suddenly it means she's the worst person ever. No, there are people that have done things like this, and as a result, we're trying to encourage her to be Moida. Says the Gemara, Abraisa. We tell about stories that happened in the times of Tanakh. Tanakh Gagoin, and for example, a pasuk in Iyov, Asher Chachomim Yagidu v'loichi chadu me'avoisam. It's a pasuk in Iyov that describes how the Chachamim, they weren't embarrassed to admit averus that they did. And they told her two specific examples. Number one, Yehuda hayde v'loi bush. Yehuda, the son of Yaakov Avinu, he was moida that he did an avera. He wasn't embarrassed. Maho yosefai, what was the end of the story with Yehuda? Nochal chayel maba. He was loichi chayel maba. Ruven, with the story of Bilah, was hayde v'loi bush. Maho yosefai, nochal chayel maba. Says the Gemara, Umascharon. What's schar do they get? Fake the Gemara, Mascharon. You're not paying attention. Get the Gemara, Rinon. Nochel Chay El Mabo. Elok, Mascharon, Vail Mazet. Did they get schar in El Mazet as well? Says the Gemara, yeah, it's a postic. Lohem Levadam Nosno Oretz, Vloy Ovazor Besoichem. What does that mean? Rashi says, Lohem Levadam Nosno Oretz, Yehuda Zochel Malchus. He was a Melech. So there was a certain Lohem Levadam Nosno Oretz. He was the Melech. And Ruvein Notal Chelo Tchilo Beoretz. Ruvein was the first one to Yarsh in the land. Where was that? Bevera Yarden. Ruven and Menashe, God, they all inherited Bevera Yarden. So you see, Ruven came first. So they got not only Schar in Olam Abba, they were Neuchel Olam Abba, but they were Neuchel Olam Azeh as well. Very briefly, what was the story of Yehuda? What's the story of Ruven? It's the story of Yehuda we know. It's mentioned in Parshas Vayeshev, where Yehuda had three sons. His son married Tamar. His son died without children. He gave his second son to Tamar to be Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum. The second son also died. Yehuda didn't want his third son to marry Tamar because he was afraid that maybe he would also die. So he didn't give her his son. Tamar was very disappointed. She wanted to do Yibum. Likatchilo Yibum would be to marry the brother. But B'di'eved, Ramban talks about it in his Pirush al Torah. Before Matan Torah, they understood that all the tikkunim that happened through Yibum and any member of the mishpacha, you would also be able to accomplish Yichud. So Tamar decided that she's going to get her Yibum, and how she's going to get it, she's going to get none other than Yehuda. So she dresses up like a Zayna, and she gets Yehuda to be boil her, and eventually she has a child. Now Yehuda has no idea who the Zayna was. However, he gave her a mashkin. That was part of the arrangement that they had when they agreed to do this Maisa's Nos. He finds out later that his daughter-in-law Tamar, who's technically a Shemeres Yavam, she's pregnant. Yehuda was the Melech, and he paskin that she has to be killed. As she's literally being brought to the stake, and she's about to be killed, she turns to the executionist and tells them that, by the way, you want to know who I was Mazana with? It's the person that owns. This is the mashkin that I got from that person. He's the person I was Mazana with. News comes to Yehuda. Yehuda realizes that Tamar wasn't just Mazana. She was actually Nivalot to him. It was a Maisa Yibum. Hoyde v'loy bush. He wasn't embarrassed. He said, yes, Sotka, Mimeni, that Tamar is in fact innocent. It was me. I was Boyalel as a Zoyna, which obviously was embarrassing for Yehuda to admit, but he did it anyways. So this is where you see that Yehuda himself was Nichshol ben Yoni Arayas. He was Hoyde v'loy bush. What's the story of Reuven? The story of Reuven is the pasuk says, Vayishkav Reuven as Bila. Reuven, Vayishkav as Bila. And Hoyde v'loy bush. And later he admit that he did the Avera, he did Tshuva, Shav Misake v'tanisoy. So you see that Reuven was okay. Reb Kiva Eger, before Reb Kiva Eger, the Rambam, and we'll stop here, the Rambam in Hilcha Soita, when he brings this halacha, that there would be Ma'ayim the Soita, and they would tell her about tzaddikim from previous generations that were Nichshol ben Yoni Arayas, and they weren't embarrassed to admit their Avera. So the Rambam says they told her the story of Yehuda and Tamar, and the story of Reuven and Bilah. The Rambam's lashon is they told her the story of Reuven and Bilah kipshutai. Reb Kiva Eger says, Ayin Shailos Hatshuvos Ramah Simen Yud Aleph. So if you look in the Shailos Hatshuvos Ramah Simen Yud Aleph, the Ramah is bothered with a bomb kasha. We know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Heh. Kala Oimer Reuven Choita. Anyone that thinks that Reuven really sinned and Vayishkav Reuven as Bila means Kipshutai, it's not what happened. What happened? After Rachel died, Yaakov took his bed, moved it to the tent of Bila, and Reuven felt that Hayatochin, Bishloimo Rachel Ovaleya Memela. But Bila Ovaleya, that already is not maskim to. So as the covet for his mother, he took the bed out of Bila's tent, moved it to Leah, and it was Nechshav Ki'ilu Vayishkav Reuven as Bila. But either way, it's not what happened. It certainly wasn't a regular bia. Says the Ramah that If that's the case, how is it possible that we go ahead and we tell this soita that don't be embarrassed to admit the fact that you were mezana? Ruvein was also, what do you mean Ruvein wasn't mezana? Kaloime Ruvein chata in elatay. Incidentally, the Rambam says that's what the Rambam meant when he said that they tell the story kipshutai. What does it mean kipshutai? The literal meaning, because that's not really what happened. But if you read the psukim, it certainly sounds like that's what happened. And that's what we do. We distort, perfect the Rambam. How in the world can we distort the reality for that? So the Rambam says, you see from here, Dov, and if it doesn't answer the kasha, he just says a machshava, a hergish. What do you see from here? That mechikas Hashem is so chomor that the chachomim felt that they were willing to distort the reality, the facts of Ayishkev Reuven as Bila. And even though it's at the expense of Bila, it's at the expense of Reuven, you're being moitzi Shemra on Reuven. It doesn't matter. To prevent mechikas Hashem, it's something that the chachomim were willing to do. So they told over the story of Reuven and Bila as if it was a regular maizuz nos, because they felt it may encourage or give her the chizik to be moida to prevent the mechikas Hashem. The context in that Ramah, it's a fascinating tshuva. It's a very long tshuva where apparently it was a pretty dramatic story. But Toich Dvar of the Ramah wanted to allow Mipnei HaSholem to be Moitzi Shemra on somebody. He wanted to allow Mipnei HaSholem. You're allowed to do certain Averis Mipnei HaSholem. You could be over Midbar Shaker Terchak. But does that mean you could be over the Isser Moitzi Shemra Mipnei HaSholem? So the Ramah says yes. And he says back of the envelope arithmetic. Because you see in this Gemara that they were Moitzi Shemra on Ruvein to prevent Mechikas Hashem. And we know that Sholem is more important than Mechikas Hashem. Because they were moichik, the Shem Hashem, mipnei Hashalom, zok the Ramah, it's a basic kal v'chomer. Madoch mechikas Hashem is doicha moitzi Shemra, kal v'chomer Sholem would be doicha moitzi Shemra. So based on this chap that you see they told over the story to this site of Reuven, Kipshutai, like the Lashon HaRambam, despite the fact that it was an element of Moitzi Shemra, it was from here, the Ramah Paskin, the Grace HaLocha, that you could be Moitzi Shemra Mipnei HaSholem.